Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Chapter 58, Nun Ches. To be accused falsely, to be misunderstood and misjudged, to be called a traitor, is there anything more painful than that? Once again, David's reality is brought to life for us in the words of Tehillim. Verse 1, Lamnatseach al tashches l'David michtam. For the conductor, don't destroy for David, a michtam. This title is intriguing. It is almost identical to the previous one. And because of this, even though the actual setting is not given, it is assumed, Rav Hirsch says, that it was during the same difficult period that David HaMelech has been living through, when Shaul chases him, hates him, and fears him, the loyal David, absolutely without cause, and despite so many proofs to the contrary, Shaul and his men are convinced of David's guilt as a treasonous rebel. Once again here, David is calling out, Lamnatseach, to the ultimate conductor, Hashem. And like the previous parak, he calls this a michtam. What is a michtam? Rav Hirsch says, it has at its root the word kesem, stain. It is a piece of writing that David doesn't ever want to forget, as in to leave an indelible mark. David is inspired by a thought, by a truth, that while born of his experience, is so eternally relevant and important that he not only includes it in Tehillim, but calls it a michtam. What is this truth? What is this eternal message? Al tashches. Don't destroy. So once again, yesterday's parak was set in the cave. David was hiding in the caves of Ein Gedi, and Shaul enters unwittingly and absolutely alone. David is right there, armed and ready. His men urge him to kill Shaul, to finally end his suffering. And David refuses, instead cutting off a corner of his clothes. And when Shaul leaves the cave, David cries out after him, I was here. I could have killed you. Don't you see that I am loyal? You can see for yourself now that Hashem delivered you into my hands in the cave today. And though I was urged to kill you, I showed you pity. For I said, I will not raise a hand against my Lord, since he is Hashem's anointed. Later, in the next chapter in Shmuel, when David once again comes upon Shaul, who is sleeping, with all of his men sleeping as well, again, David's men urge him to finally kill Shaul. And again, he doesn't, taking instead his spear and water jug, and again calling out to him from the mountain. But this time, he calls out to Avner, who should have been protecting Shaul. And he says, why didn't you watch him? The Medrash says that this Perek of Tehillim, Perek Nun Ches, is addressed actually to Avner and at this time. Verse 2. Ha'umnam elem tzedek tidaberun, mesharim tishbetu b'nei adam. Indeed, are you silent when you should speak justice? Are you judging people justly? Rashi explains this based on the Medrash. David HaMelech says to Avner, last time, when I cut off the corner of Shaul's coat, you tried to convince him that it wasn't me, that it wasn't true. You denied it. You told him that his clothing must have gotten caught on a branch. What do you say now? Did the spear and water also get caught on a branch? Or will you finally admit that it was me? And if you do, will you also finally admit that you were wrong about me? Will you admit the truth that you must see? Or will you choose this moment to be silent? Ha'umnam elem, will you be mute? Now is the time to speak, tzedek tidaberun. Now that we understand the background, we can also understand this michtam. What is it that David wants to forever engrave in his memory and in our consciousness? Al tashches. David came so close to destruction during this time in his life. How many times did he stand at death's door? But even more frightening than that, perhaps, How many times was it so very tempting to kill, to listen to his men, to ignore his conscience, and finally strike out? It is this he wanted to remember for always. In times like that, it can be so hard to be faithful to your ideals. And so he cries out, Al tashchis, don't destroy, and mechtam, remember. And also, when we experience an injustice like David did, when we see people blatantly misrepresenting the facts in order to paint us as a villain at all costs, David says, their actions are so clearly wrong to me today. I see it for what it is. I never want to forget this. Let me never imitate this awful behavior. Rav Hirsch takes a more broad approach here and says that this chapter, and specifically this verse, is directed to all good people, influential people in society. And he proclaims to them a directive. Don't be mute when justice needs to be spoken. Your power is so great if you but use it correctly. Verse 3. Af belev olos tif'alun, ba'aretz chamas yedechem tif'alesun. In your minds, you devise wrongdoing. In the land, you with your hands, you deal out lawlessness. You see, when you are so influential, you can cause damage just by doing nothing. With your hearts alone, you have caused violence. You have the power to stop it, and you don't. Tifalisun means to smoothen out. You rationalize the violence, the corrupt behavior, and you cover it up. And in this, says Rav Hirsch, you are worse than the evil ones themselves. While they act in the heat of the moment from anger, hate, or desire, your inaction stems from cold-blooded and disinterested apathy. People may be unjustly harmed, people are victimized, and you do nothing. You sin in your heart because you do nothing. Verse 4. Zoru rishaim merachem, ta'u mibeten dovrei chazav. The wicked stray from birth, the liars go astray from the womb. This, Rav Hirsch says, may be your excuse. These evildoers, they are so far along the road to sin, they won't listen to me. Chamas lamo kidmus chamas nachash, kemo fesen chereish yatem azno, says verse 5. Their venom is like that of a snake, a deaf viper that stops up its ears. So interesting. The Malbim explains that David here, again, is speaking to Avner. The snake is always the symbol of someone who speaks Lashon Hara. Just as a snake bites without benefit, not even eating his prey, the speaker of Lashon Hara harms and kills and can destroy lives. And for what? For no pleasure at all. David turns to his enemies, to Avner, and he says, why do you behave like the snake? Why do you lie about me, accuse me falsely? And why don't you speak the truth now? Not only won't you speak the truth, yeah, temas no. You behave like a viper, deaf in one ear who blocks up his other ear, so that you won't hear the truth. I think a message to all of us. The ear is such a powerful organ, able to process so many, many messages. But do we take the opportunity to learn? Or do we just close our ears, willing ourselves not to hear, lest we actually hear something that make us change our mind, change our actions, or even change our lives? But do we listen? Asher lo yishma l'kol malach Hashem chover chavarim mechukam, says verse 6, so as not to hear the voice of whisperers or the expert whisperers of spells. The snake charmer is whispering to stop the snake from its poison. In the meantime, the snake is closing its ears because it wants to bite. This is what evil people do. They close their ears and they don't listen. And again, the Malbim connects us back to David HaMelech and Avner. Don't you hear these words of truth that I'm telling you? Or will you still cover your ears? Verse 7. Elkim, haras shinimo befimo. Malta oskvirim nesot Hashem. Oh God, Smash their teeth in their mouth. Shatter the fangs of lions, O Lord. The Malbim says, this speaker of Lashon Hara, the damage they inflict is like the teeth of an animal, tearing apart his prey. Like this, they destroy lives with their mouths. So Hashem, even once their teeth begin to bite and gnash, when I am literally being swallowed up by their lies, you can still save me. Verse 8. Yemasu kmo mayim, yishalchu lamo, yedroch yitzav kmo yismalalu. They will melt. Let them vanish like water. Let him aim his arrows and they will be cut down. And verse 9. Like a snail that melts away as it moves. May they never see the sun. And verse 10, before the thorns grow into a bramble, may he whirl them away alive in fury. In these psukim, according to Rav Hirsch, David HaMelech speaks of the irony, because he turns again to the people of influence and he says, you are so scared of speaking up, but if you would just speak up, if you would just stand up for justice and for goodness, do you know what would happen? Evil would disappear. It would self-destruct and slink away like a snail, like a subterranean insect that never sees the light of day. And before the thorns grow into a bramble, they will be destroyed. Hashem says, if you stand up for what's right, I promise you the battle will not be too difficult. Evil can only survive in the face of silence and acceptance. If you protest, you will see. Verse 11. Yismach tzadik ki chazanakam pa'amav yirchatz bedam harasha. The righteous man will rejoice when he sees revenge. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. But Rav Hirsch explains that pa'amav does not mean feet, but footsteps. When that happens, when the evil melts away, then the righteous rejoice. Why? Because they see justice. And through this, they wash their steps. They purify themselves. They strengthen themselves and they grow. Their behavior is strengthened. When we are living in a world where people get away with murder, when society accepts injustice, it starts to be difficult to be good ourselves. And when we instead fight for justice, speak up for the innocent victims, this begins a cascade of positive steps. And here, Yismach Tzadik, the righteous who are now so encouraged, rejoice. V'yomar Adam Ach Pri LaTzadik. Ach yesh Elokim shoftim ba'aretz. Men will say, there is then a reward for the righteous. There is indeed divine justice on earth. Like a happily ever after story, man will say, yes, there is reward for the righteous. There is justice. So let's review. David HaMelech speaks to Avner, but speaks to all of us and says, recognize the power that is in you. Will you speak? Will you be silent? Will your words be words that protect the innocent, or will they slander them? And what about your silence? Are you now protecting the guilty? Are you ignoring the truth that is being whispered in your ear because you prefer the stories you tell yourself? And if you can find it within yourself to do justice, I promise it won't be too difficult. For without your protection, the rasha, the evil, will slink away into the night. And then you will be part of the solution of building a better world, a just world, where tzaddikim are rewarded, are encouraged, and rejoice. Surely a michtam, a message for all of us, for all time. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilu Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.